This is the Composer's Datebook for April 30th. I'm John Zak. Today is the birthday anniversary of the American composer Ellen Tafe Zwillick, born on this date in Miami in 1939. As a young musician in Florida, Zwillick studied violin and composition and eventually moved to New York, where she continued her composition studies at the Juilliard School and played violin in the American Symphony Orchestra under Leopold Stokowski. In 1975, she was the first woman to earn a doctorate in music degree at Juilliard, and in 1983, the first woman to win the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for Music. The Pulitzer was for this music, her Symphony No. 1. Zwillick has also composed a number of successful solo concertos for flute, oboe, bassoon, trumpet, piano, and violin. And on today's date in 1991, her 52nd birthday, this concerto was premiered by the Chicago Symphony under Daniel Barenboim, a piece which showcased an instrument often overlooked by composers, the bass trombone. The concerto was written for Charles Vernon, bass trombonist in the Chicago Symphony's famous brass section. Zwillick explains, "The work is almost like an orchestral tone poem, with the solo trombone being first among many characters. Throughout the ages, there have been great instrumental virtuosos who have opened up new vistas for composers. Charlie Vernon's remarkable virtuosity on the bass trombone opens up a whole new approach to the instrument." New approaches to all kinds of instruments are found at our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.